You're listening to Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Fiat Chrysler announced yesterday it will merge with French automaker Peugeot. What does this mean for the automaker in Michigan? Daniel Howes is with the Detroit News and here to help shepherd us through this change. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you.
So why is this merger happening?
Well, I think both companies, Peugeot and FCA, realize that the brave new world might be a little too new and a little too brave for them alone. And the demands for technology and spending on technology in an electrified industry is pretty steep. And I think they feel that they will be able to get more critical mass if they work together. That's 1.2. This is kind of a geographic play for both companies. FCA has some scale issues and problems in Europe, and PSA is now the second largest manufacturer behind Volkswagen in Europe after having acquired General Motors European business a couple of years ago. I think that's another point. And third, they would be a major player in South America. I just was on the call with FCA in London just before we started this, and they had a very strong quarter in Latin America. And then finally, and I think the big prize, is North America. PSA gets to come back to the United States for the first time since, I believe, 1991. They'll probably be bringing their product here and potentially selling them through FCA dealerships. And they get the revenue stream and, more importantly, the profit stream from Jeeps and Ram pickups.
Well, do you have any sense of how long this has been in the air, how long they've been circling each other?
Yeah, back in March at the Geneva Motor Show, there were some comments that were made, and Mike Manley, the CEO of FCA, made it very clear, and I think this has been their mantra for a long time, that they would look at anything that would improve shareholder value and make the company more competitive. In a sense, FCA has been for sale for years. Sergio Marchionne tried to do a deal with Mary Barr and General Motors, and she politely said, no thanks. Then it was going to be Volkswagen until the Dieselgate scandal blew up and distracted management and cost them billions and billions of dollars. There was some talk about doing something with Renault-Nissan when Carlos Ghosn was around. Then Carlos Ghosn's gone, and they start talking to PSA and Renault. Some of your listeners may remember that back around Memorial Day, we were chasing what in fact was real. It was a Renault-FCA merger until it was blown up by the meddlesome French government, and FCA walked away from the table. So then they basically went back to PSA, who they'd been talking to, and very quickly pulled this thing together.
Based on that Nissan-Renault merger, is there something that we should be learning about cultural differences, whether a cultural difference between these automakers could cause some problems?
Now you're asking me to divulge my column for tomorrow, but actually, I think you put your finger on it, in all seriousness. You know, there's the history of the industry, particularly the last 20 years, is littered with failed mergers and relationships between companies, a lot of which have been, I think you can attribute to culture. The most obvious one is the Daimler-Chrysler thing, which I lived. I was over in Germany for 4 years during that period of time, and the Germans didn't play very well with the other people. The French has been a different story. About the same time that Daimler-Chrysler was going on, you had Renault come together with Nissan. And I remember being very skeptical about it at the time, but in fact it proved to be pretty effective for a pretty long time, 20 years in fact. So I think a lot of it has to do with the management of the companies and their attitudes towards other cultures. Both PSA and FCA are run by people who are not native to the countries in which they're headquartered. PSA is run by Carlos Tavares, who is Portuguese. FCA is run by Mike Manley, who is a Brit, and before that, Sergio Marchionne, who is Italian by, I believe, birth, and then grew up in Canada, lived in Switzerland, and I believe is now buried in Canada.
Finally, Daniel, I want to know if the white-collar jobs are at risk at all in Auburn Hills. Should we worry about the new company's headquarters going forward?
The short answer is no. There's a belief that because PSA has no presence here, there's no overlap. Anytime you have overlap, you always have the risk of taking out whole functions. And nor should it affect anything that's happening on the blue-collar and hourly and plant side. They were very specific in today's announcement to say the rationalization and the synergies they think that they can achieve by combining the two companies will not result in plant closings. Obviously, they need to do that because in Europe, they're a lot more controversial than they are here. I mean, usually in Europe, they end up in riots in the streets. They become very violent, and I'm not exaggerating. That does happen in places like France and Italy when companies try to close plants.
But 10, 20 years on, if this is a successful relationship, who knows what that automaker will look like? like.
Well, that's exactly right. But, I mean, getting to 20 years for these kinds of things is pretty remarkable. I mean, FCA is 10 years old, as an example. Renault-Nissan is 20 years old as a combined company. So 20 years is a long time in this business because it's changing very quickly.
Daniel Howes with the Detroit News. Thanks so much for joining us.
You bet.